Good afternoon. I'm Ed Ronco with 88.5 News on KNKX. Hundreds of people are marching through the streets of Seattle on this May Day. They are demonstrating for worker and immigrant rights. 88.5 Simone Alisea has been following the march and joins us now live. Simone, let's begin with the basics. Where are you right now?
Right now, I'm standing on 6th and Pine. The marchers are headed north on 6th Avenue, and the crowd has swelled quite a bit since I first joined them at Judkins Park earlier this morning. There's quite a few people still marching, watching them pass me by now.
And the ultimate destination, of course, Seattle Center for a rally. What are marchers trying to say with this demonstration? What is the message of the march?
You know, the thing about May Day is there are always a lot of messages. Of course, it's labor and immigration, so unions coming out, immigrants' rights groups. People are trying to resist Trump. People are asking for climate justice. I think what the main message is that people want May Day to become a general day of resistance and a general day to kind of protest and to get messages out and to come together. That's the thing I keep hearing. It's come together, stand for each other, help each other's voices.
In years past, Seattle has experienced some violence on May Day. And let's be perfectly clear here. This has been usually separate from this particular event, which is peaceful. I wonder what the people you're talking to this afternoon who are conducting a peaceful march, you know, what are they saying about the way the day sometimes ends up?
You know, I keep asking folks, I'm like, you know, May Day gets a bad rep. Like, how do you respond to that? And for the most part, everyone just says, you know, look around. There are kids here. There are dogs here. We're peaceful. What happens later, that isn't about us. And that's not what we're about. And that's not what May Day should be about. It's always really tough because we have to look at that violence if and when it happens. It's happened in years past. But the people here very much want the focus to be on the various messages here at May Day.
All right. A lot going on, and we'll continue following your reporting, Simone. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Ed.
88.5 Simone Alisea with marchers heading towards Seattle Center in downtown Seattle right now. We'll continue to follow this story as it develops throughout the day.